Hello, my name is Amber Lily Gordon. I'm a proud Wiradjuri and Nyima woman from Dubbo and Brewarrina, Central West New South Wales. And this is my second year dancing with Bangarra Dance Theatre.
Amazing. And how did you first get into dance?
Yeah, so that's a bit of a long story, so I'll try and keep it as short as possible. But basically, Bangarra came to my school back in Dubbo in 2013, I think it was. And this was the very first year that they were trialing out their rekindling program. So we have a whole youth program with Bangarra that does the rekindling program and the New South Wales Public Schools Aboriginal Dance Company through the Department of Education and the Arts Unit. So basically, long story short, they came and did a few workshops at my school, and like I said, I never danced before, really, never taken a class, didn't even know who Bangarra was. Yeah, so they came and we did some workshops, and a couple of months later they actually contacted my school because they chose me to be a part of the New South Wales Public Schools Aboriginal Dance Company and their rekindling program. So they, with that one, they pick about 15 to 20 kids in New South Wales, and we all come up to Sydney and train, and we get to learn Bangarra rep and do a lot of gigs around Sydney, like Sydney State Dance Festival, School Spectacular. We did the opening for the Netball World Cup.
Well, that's really exciting. Such a great opportunity as well.
Yeah, it was literally like a switch in my brain. I was like, wow, I never knew that this could be a career. So, yeah, from then on, I was like, oh, I really want to start dancing. Yeah, I just kept doing that all throughout high school. And then I went to study dance full-time at NASDA, which is an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander dance college on the Central Coast. I was doing dance classes back in Dubbo at Dubbo Ballet Studio, and I also went to Evanbow full-time, which is a full-time contemporary dance school here in Sydney. So I was wanting to get into Bangarra ever since I started the youth program. So I was auditioning with Bangarra, and unfortunately was unsuccessful for a couple of times there. But 2 years ago, 2020... to what would have been, they actually chose me to be the Russell Page graduate trainee for the youth program. So I got chosen to actually go and teach the exact same workshops all around the country that I did back in 2013, which was a pretty big full circle moment. And from there, I was obviously working at the Bangarra's office, so I was doing class with the company, just trying to get my way in there, kept auditioning, and yeah, just lucky got successful after a couple of years, and yeah, it's my second year dancing with them now.
Yeah, great, and such a great pathway as well, you know, from school and then, you know, that full circle moment that you spoke about. So that's really awesome. And you've come on to chat to us about Bangarra's latest work, which will be premiering very soon, called Horizon. Can you tell us a little bit more about this performance?
Yeah, so this is a cross collaboration with two Bangarra alumni, Sunny Ray Townsend, Deborah Brown, and Moss Patterson, who is a Māori choreographer from New Zealand. Yeah, it's been an absolute great experience working with both Deb, Moss, and Sunny. They both have such amazing stories, being able to, you know, bring their vision to life. I feel like this is the first time Australia's really seen a cross collaboration with two First Nation and Indigenous artists. So, you know, being a proud Aboriginal woman myself, working with two Torres Strait Islander artists and a Māori choreographer is, yeah, I feel it's going to be such an amazing show, and I'm really privileged to be a part of it.
What's it like to be part of performances like this, learning new dances and being able to share culture and stories through this production alongside amazing choreographers?
Yeah, it's been unreal. All three of them work so differently. So it's been really amazing as a dancer to be able to, being able to, like, learn each of their languages, their dance languages, if that makes sense. Like I said, they all work so differently, especially with Moss. We've had the privilege of learning a lot of, like, song, dance, language, cultural stories that he's been sharing with us with his from his family ties. So that's been an incredible experience as well.
And can you tell us about the lead up to a performance like this? What's your preparation like and how is rehearsals going?
Yeah, so basically when we start a new show, we have a 10-week creation process. So literally just been the last 10 weeks working with the Moss and Sunny, tasking, collaborating, creating movement, costumes, design. It's all done within 10 weeks. Some people think it's a long time, but it's really not, doing like an hour and a half show in that amount of time. But we're a week out and rehearsals are going really good. It can get a bit crazy, but we're all enjoying it. Still got a little tweaking to do with our show, but I feel like it's really going to come together in the next few days. So I'm really excited to share with everyone. I hope everyone enjoys it when they come and watch.
And it's going to premiere at the Sydney Opera House in June before touring around Australia. What's it like being on tour with Bangara?
Oh, it's incredible. So we'll be opening next Thursday, the 13th. And we'll be here for about a 5-week season doing 7 shows a week.
That's a lot of shows.
Yeah. then we'll head to Canberra, Brisbane and Melbourne. So we've got a little bit of hard work coming up for us. But, I feel like it's just such an incredible show that you just don't get sick of it, for me anyways. Like, I love being on stage and I feel so honoured that I'm able to share all three of the choreographer's stories. So I feel like it's a bit of responsibility on my shoulders to be able to represent that on stage and communicate that through dance to the rest of the audience that's going to come and watch. So,
yeah, I was going to say, finally, what do you hope that the audience is going to take away from the performance when they come and watch?
Just the love of culture and the respect and appreciation. You know, I feel like being a part of one of the oldest living cultures, the only way our cultures are going to keep living is through storytelling and sharing the journeys. So just, yeah, really appreciate, because some people just don't know, you know, some of our cultural history. I didn't even know much about Māori experiences, Torres Strait Islander experiences. So just being able to share that with each other and discovering that for a first time as well. Yeah, I just hope they enjoy it.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much for coming on NITV Radio to chat to me today, and all the best to you and the rest of Bangara ahead of the premiere next week. And I can't wait to come and watch. It sounds awesome.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for having me. Hopefully I get to catch up with you after the show.